Lesson 1. Three things you need to know. Chapter 1. The Bible. There are three things a Christian should know. 1. The Bible. 2. God. 3. Man. The Bible, which is the Word of God, is where you will find out how to live a true Christian life. Your spiritual life goes hand in hand with your determination to put the Word of God into practice in your life. The Bible, the Old Testament, written before the birth of Christ. The New Testament, written by Jesus' disciples and by other men of God during the first century after Christ. The Old Testament consists of 39 books, from Genesis to Malachi. The New Testament consists of 27 books, starting with the Gospel of Matthew and ending with Revelations. The Old Testament, a Genesis, the first book of the Bible and of the Old Testament. It tells us about the creation of the world and of man, about the spiritual downfall of mankind caused by sin, about the flood that destroyed all of humanity except for Noah and his family, and it begins telling us the history of Israel. B. Books from Exodus to Esther tell us about the history of Israel until approximately 400 years BC. C. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon are books written in these literary styles: poetry, hymns, sermons, and drama. The books from Isaiah to Malachi are prophetic and predict future events. The New Testament, a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are referred to as the Gospel, and they are the first four books of the New Testament. The word Gospel means good news. What is the theme that runs through the books of the Gospel? It is all about the life of Jesus, since his birth, about his ancestors, and about his childhood. A major part of the books of the Gospel is dedicated to Jesus' teachings during the 3 years of his ministry. It talks about the miracles he performed, how he was persecuted, taken prisoner, and nailed to the cross. It tells us about his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. It also tells us about the extraordinary promise of the second coming of Jesus. B. Acts of the Apostles. This book talks about the evangelistic work of Jesus' followers. It narrates the birth and growth of the Church of Jesus in the first century. The main character until chapter 12 is Apostle Peter. The end of chapter 12, it tells us about how Paul was chosen to preach to the Gentiles, people who were not Jewish. See. From Romans to Jude, there are 21 epistles. These were written to the various churches and to the Jewish Christians throughout the world. Authors: Paul, Peter, John, and others. Theme: doctrinal truths and the daily practice of Christian life. These provide us with a clear explanation about Christianity. The Revelations. This book talks about the things which are still to happen. It predicts Judgment Day and describes it as a transition between the modern world we live in today and a new kingdom that God has created. How did the Bible come into existence? It was written by 36 people during a period of approximately 1,600 years. The Bible was not written by man alone, for it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Here we see that it was written by men who were inspired by the Spirit of God. The real author of the Bible is God. One thing a Christian should always guard in his heart is that the Bible is the only true Word of God revealed to man. The perfect will of God for us is written in it. Only the Bible contains the right moral, ethical, and social teachings for our lives. Every Christian should be guided by the Word of God, for it gives us victory in all our battles, comfort in all our suffering, answers to all our questions, and the strength to overcome all adverse circumstances. But beware, if you are seeking fame, fortune, and power in the Bible, forget about it. The Bible teaches you something more sublime. It teaches you how to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, and that only then will all these other things be given to you. The main focus of the Bible is Jesus. In the Old Testament, we find the historical prophecy of His coming to this earth in human form. In the New Testament, we read the report of his life and the promise of his second coming. Jesus, the Word of God. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Jesus, God-man. Chapter 2, God. Does God really exist? Look around you. The color, the forms, the succession of day and night, the stars and planets, and now look at yourself. Have you noticed that all these things are genuinely original? None of this was copied or imitated. Only a highly intelligent superior being could have created all of these things. This being is God. Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The nature of God. A. God is a spirit. He is not limited by space or time. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. Eternal. He existed in the days of our forefathers. He is with us now, and he will be with our descendants. B. He is a person. Our God has feelings. He's knowledgeable and has his own free will. He understands our feelings. He knows our thoughts, and he wants us to be faithful to him. C. He is the one and only true God. There are no other gods. The characteristics of God. A. Omnipresent. He is everywhere. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24. Can anyone hide himself in secret places, so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Though I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord. B. Omniscient. He knows everything. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. God even knows the tiniest things we try to hide in the most secret places of our heart. C. Omnipotent. He is all-powerful. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. If God, all things are possible. D. Eternal. He is not limited by time. Psalm chapter 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. E. Constant. We often change because of our circumstances, but God never changes. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. This is what the Lord says about himself. F. Holy. There is no sin, wickedness, corruption, or lie in God. God does not partake of those things and cannot have any involvement with them. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 9. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. G. Just. God is impartial. His judgments are fair. Psalm chapter 119, verse 137. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Love. This is God's most important attribute. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. For God is love. The love of God. It is hard for man to understand the magnitude of God's love. He is love, and he wants the best for us. The love of God is pure and without any selfishness. We haven't done anything to deserve this love. God even loves sinners. The love of God is so profound that, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Trinity of God. There is only one God. So why talk about the Trinity of God? God reveals himself to us in the Bible as three people. God the Father, the Creator. God the Son, the Word of God. God who became man. God the Holy Ghost, the power of God. Please refer to the following scriptures in the Bible. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. It is not correct to say that there are three gods, but there are three distinct people who together make up one single God. Chapter 3, Man. Where does man come from? To find the answer, we will consult the Bible, which has the answer for everything. Let us get the answer from God. Society is of the opinion that mankind evolved biologically. It was Charles Darwin who introduced this theory of evolution. What does the Bible say? Man was created by God Himself, in His image and likeness. It was not by chance that God created man. God created man for a specific purpose. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. After creating man, God exalted him above all creatures and allowed him to dominate. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. When God created man, He gave him a free will, freedom of choice. Let us read Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 and 24. What was the first thing that man chose? Sin. Man chose to disobey God. He used his freedom of choice unwisely and he sinned. What was the result of sin? Death. God is holy and therefore he cannot be in agreement with sin. He has to condemn it. From the very beginning, after the first man sinned, all other men were born with a sinful nature. See Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Consequently, what is man's destiny? Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.